From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina will open tomorrow for Sunday services, just days after a gunman opened fire during a prayer group killing 9 people. NPR's Jeff Brady is in Charleston, where friends and family of the victims held an interfaith meeting.
This was an interfaith prayer service, and like many of the other services we've seen, the victims of the shooting were remembered. There was a call for prayer for the victims and for the community. This service, though, had some political comments made from the Charleston Tibetan Society, Geshula Topgyal. He spoke, and he called on South Carolina to remove the Confederate flag from Capitol grounds. That comment got loud applause from the audience.
Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney is adding his voice to the call for the removal of the Confederate flag from the South Carolina State House. Romney says many see it as a symbol of racial hatred. A website espousing racially motivated hate, along with pictures of Dylan Roof, the accused Charleston church gunman, has come to light. The FBI and local authorities are investigating. Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton compared the families who lost their loved ones in the Charleston shooting to Nelson Mandela. NPR's Arthi Shahani has more on Clinton's comments at the U.S. Conference of Mayors in San Francisco.
Clinton recalled the court hearing on Friday where, one by one, grieving parents and siblings looked suspect Dylan Roof in the eye and said, "I forgive you."
In its way, their act of mercy was more stunning than his act of cruelty. It reminded me of watching Nelson Mandela embrace his former jailers because he said he didn't want to be imprisoned twice. Once by steel and concrete, once by anger and bitterness.
Clinton said the problem in America isn't just kooks and Klansmen, but also more subtle racism, like being afraid of a black man in a hoodie. Arthi Shahani, NPR News, San Francisco.
Saudi Arabia has joined the State Department and Sony Pictures as the target of WikiLeaks. NPR's Deborah Amos has more from Riyadh.
WikiLeaks is spilling the secrets of the inner workings of Saudi Arabia's diplomatic corps. Many of the documents released so far are in Arabic and have what appear to be official government letterhead. A WikiLeaks website promised to publish more than 500,000 documents soon. The dramatic leaks have not been reported, and the local Saudi media revelations have come slowly from the massive data dump. But there are hints of intrigue and unpaid bills from Saudi royals and close monitoring of the nuclear talks with Iran. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Riyadh.
This is NPR News in Washington. It could be another record-breaking weekend at the box office. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports two of the summer's biggest movies are going head-to-head.
Or maybe from mind to monster escaping maw. Ah! Jurassic World is up against the new Pixar movie, Inside Out. It's quite a juxtaposition. A brawny dinosaur movie versus one about the emotional landscape of an 11-year-old girl.
Train of thought! Schedule.
Every single Pixar movie has opened at number one in the past, all 14 of them. But Jurassic World obliterated box office records last weekend. Most analysts do not believe Inside Out has a chance. That said, Inside Out boasts practically perfect reviews, 98% positive on the aggregator site Rotten Tomatoes, and early numbers are exceeding preliminary estimates. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
It was white-knuckle time at a parachuting demonstration in northwest England yesterday when one member of Britain's elite parachute regiment rescued another mid-air when that jumper's chute failed to open properly. Corporal Wayne Shorthouse of the Red Devils team wrapped his legs around the ropes of his teammate's tangled parachute, guiding the boat safely to a water landing in a marina below. All in the training, said Shorthouse.
With all the training we do during the winter season, it actually finally kicked in. We actually got to use it this time. We're just doing our jobs, really.
The soldier who was saved told reporters that he owed his teammate a pint of beer, maybe. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.